Now, see the implication. With that right, in America, you cannot preach like I am preaching until you are given a license to do that. If for any reason you commit, because that license is given with some condition, because there is a law guiding it. You break the law, they seize it, you cannot be a preacher again. And so, any member of your church now, two of them, can come and say, Pastor, we're organizing our wedding. And if you say you will not, that church will be closed down. That is the implication. See the agenda of Satan. See where he's going. War beside you. And even now, in those countries, I think we have up to about 20-something countries now that have adopted that same law. In those countries, these gay people, they go to look for trouble before ministers. They will go to the minister's office, two of them, and knock and say they are coming. They want you to join them because the minister is giving license to also join couples. And it must be done without racial or gender discrimination. Racial or gender discrimination. Whoever comes, that license is for you to join them. Now, when they want to close your church, they will walk there. Any pastor that they know is preaching, holiness, holiness. They will go there. Please, we have come to be joined. And if you say, no, I don't believe in that, the next thing you see, police come. The agenda of Satan. That is what is going on now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But it is the handwriting on the wall. It is the handwriting on the wall. People who are spiritual, they are seeing the handwriting. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is not the story of Sodom and Gomorrah alone. It is a picture of what will happen. I am the Lord. I change it not. When Peter said that this one will be destroyed by fire, look at fire that destroyed some nations in the Bible. What was it? They were so much in corruption, in perversion. They were so much in the nonsense they were doing until they reached a stage where men, we are openly chasing men. Homosexuality. And when he reached that stage, that is the height God is saying, he don't do. If anybody is doubting the soon coming of the Lord, see the handwriting now on the wall. Then you'll understand why William Branham saw that vision about America. God himself will ensure it happens. And apart from this Europe, there are only two other places that you find in the Bible, mentioned in the Bible. America is Revelation chapter 13. The first lamb there, lamb beast there, is America. I've explained that several times here. It's America. And America started with 13 colonies. Her flag, 13 stars. She's found in chapter 13 of the Bible, book of Revelation. And how? It's an instrument that Satan will use. Build that image to that beast. I am saying this not against America. I am not an American. I am a Christian. And there are children of God also in America. And I know that before fire will come in America, all his children will leave there first. That is why I know rapture will soon strike. The same way that America has started now, as a Christian nation, all manner of things, the Bible describes it as a cage of every unclean bird. That is the nation of America. Every religion now is there. All religions of the world, freedom of worship, they are there. Including people who say there is no God, atheist. And now, signboard is there, Church of Satan. It started from there. And now one man stood up again, and with millions of followers all around the world, that he is the Antichrist, and all their members should put 666. I was listening to the man as he was talking as if he's saying something. He said it's a misrepresentation. He said that word Antichrist means another Christ. That is, that Christ has gone and that he is the very one now. And the identification of their followers will be a mark of 666. That he is the real Antichrist. They should forget the one they interpret Antichrist something evil. No. And the followers, they are following them, they are putting tattoo 666 everywhere on the leg. 666. And they are proud over it. Yes. And the man is saying that they are waiting for the coming of Jesus. He says, Jesus is not coming, but that he is the one that is coming, but he has come.
And Jesus Christ, man, the second coming of Christ, I am. The Old Testament speak about me clearly, and the New Testament also.
Yes, and the man is saying that they are waiting for the coming of Jesus. He says, Jesus is not coming, but that he is the one that is coming, but he has come. Where is he from? America. Why am I saying this? It's not about America. It's about you. The same way he did it on Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when they were not watchful. The same way he is also doing it with believers. You as an individual and also as a church. When he starts his agenda on you, you don't know. The signs are everywhere for us to learn from. I used to say, every news item I see about a pastor in the newspaper, I will read it. Why I'm reading it is so that I will learn. So that I will not fall like that pastor. Every ministry that started hot. But now the world has taken over. Like the one of that DJO. We know how they started before. I don't call any church name. Daddy Joe. We were told that church before, hot. Suddenly, a brilliant idea came in. Praise the Lord. And now, I was showing my wife an advert in the newspaper a few days ago of something about some business, something about some people coming from America, a particular company that has something to do with her. Then, you know, and what the fee is and everything. And then at the end, I saw the logo of the church at the corner. When you have nothing more to preach, what more? Now, churches, particularly the Pentecostal churches now, that started fire before. Fire before. Where are they now? When I speak here, I am speaking by a grace. Because it's a grace. If not, I will also go the same way. It will never happen in this ministry. It can happen after I am dead and gone, but not when I am the one overseeing. Lie. Woman, no go wear trousers, enter the church. reason, let me quickly add, the only reason that could happen, if for instance, Mr. President wants to come and visit us, you understand what I mean? And he comes with his protocol. And he comes with his security people. And his wife is wearing trousers. You know, protocol does not allow me to. So, they will come. We will tolerate them for that. Praise the Lord. So that the day it happens, you won't say, Pastor, you say, because President will come and visit us here. The protocol. Praise the Lord. Okay. But to come here and say you'll be member. You're coming here for prayer. You come visit us from America, from a Yibo country. You carry one bag full of dollars. Then you're wearing trousers. You won't cross that gate. You are your dollar. Praise the Lord. We must be watchful. You are saying yes in your prayer group. People wear their palm hair and food there. Praise the Lord. People where they paint their face, paint their nail, now they're close to you for your prayer group. Watch out. Hey, Pentecostal, they were not watching. And all of a sudden, praise the Lord, all of a sudden, when Satan decided to undress Christians, it was the Pentecostal he first went to. Now they claimed they are in the spirit, speaking in tongues, mighty miracle signs and wonders were happening. Satan looked and said, I know what I will do. I'll disgrace all of them, push them upon them. I will naked all of them. They will be speaking in tongues, performing miracles, signs and wonders, but they will be walking naked. But how will I start it? It's an idea I came. Let's start with the head. Tell them it doesn't matter. You don't have to cover your hair. When you're going to church, your hair is the covering. He succeeded in smuggling that gospel to the Pentecostal churches. Watch it. It's only Pentecostal churches that their women go to church with their hair not covered. You won't see that in Baptist. You won't see that even in Catholic. Only Pentecostal. They didn't know it's an agenda of Satan. And before you know what, when they succeeded in that, it became a doctrine. If you enter their church with your hair covered, you are odd. They didn't know where he was going, no? Before you know what, the pulpits were infested with, it doesn't matter, pastors. Before you know what, coming to church, it doesn't matter. Before you know, I have said this here several times. Old members, you have heard me say this several times. Eh? I think I preached a message about that. Enemies of revival also. And I brought that out. Praise the Lord. We are, before you know what, dress that you cannot wear to a governor for an interview when you are looking for work. People are wearing it to come before the great eternal spirit. Before whom every knee bows. The supreme deity of all deities. The Lord of lords. The King of kings. The only true God. Our maker. Who owns our last breath. They dress anyhow. Before you know what? People didn't know. It also started with the Pentecostal churches. that a man and his wife will own a ministry. The wife will be his deputy. People didn't know the agenda that Satan was doing. So, watch it. A woman naturally is natural. It's natural. It's not be seen. Now, so God make una. You are cautious of your appearance. Every true woman is cautious of her appearance. Yes. My wife, not the. Mommy, you are going to address the women today. Eh? I'm going to address. This dress, is it okay? For house. Why? She's coming to stand before everybody. Therefore, she has to dress well. I hope this is okay. She could change 5 times for that occasion. No, you are your wife. You people are going to a public place. It's the same thing. You don't carry your shirt, wear the trouser, wear the in the button of the enter motor, they go. She's still inside. Let's go now. Ah, wait now. Then she will come out. I want to do fashion parade. Is it okay? Now it's normal. It's normal. Now watch it. That's a good instrument in the hand of Satan. Now, a woman that will come before a church of thousands and she's sitting at the altar and she's going to stand and talk to people. You know, she's going to be the pace setter for fashion. That is exactly, and that happens only in the Pentecostal churches. Because they are the ones that are dealing with Satan. Mighty miracles, signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I loose you. And then you are making caricature of Satan. Satan say, I know how to get you. And they started as, I mean, he doesn't care with Baptists, Equa, Cocaine, NTST, NKST, Anglican. You know all those ones. You know, he doesn't have problem with them because they don't believe in miracles. They call them Orthodox. So, you know, they don't believe, just for God so loved the world. You know, it's okay, it's okay. Don't bring those spirits. Don't speak in tongues. Yeah, are you crazy? Are you mad? So Satan has no problem with them. They are already dead. They were where has more life. They started with them. The Bible says, a woman that lives in pleasure is what? Is dead while she lives. That woman, that church. So there are several ways of killing you. Those ones, you don't kill them, finish. That's where witches and wizards are comfortable. Occultic people sit down there, they are the elders. They are already dead, just waiting for the day of burial. Now, you once more get life. Okay, I'll kill you using pleasure. I'll kill you using fashion. And so what did he do? Praise God. He put that woman there. I have attended a program of Chrysokote and his wife. I am mentioning the name because I am sure it happened. I saw it. Somewhere there in Archbishop Benin Church, he came there. He entered there like a superstar. As soon as he entered, everybody stood up. They were hey, woo, woo. And the superstar. And then he climbed the altar. And his wife, give me chair. Had the altar. Very high altar. And she wore miniskirt. And she was sitting. Give me that newsletter. Pastor's wife. Hallelujah. Watch it. The fashion for that week or for that month is dictated by the mommy Jew. The type of nails she makes. The type of cap she puts on. The latest designs. Women who are into fashion design in that church. She's the one they use to advertise their products. They make a special design and give her. After service, mommy, where did you get this style? Then she will give you the complimentary card. It is Priscilla Wonke Fashions Limited. Before you know what, in the church, women started wearing clothes, blouse that were short. Wait, I didn't tell you finish. They don't come out cap, have you? They don't come out, scarf. The next thing he removed was shimmy inside. That was the next thing. I tell you before, even in the village, our mothers still wear shimmy. They wear it because if for any reason, wind blow, something happen, rapper fall, uncle, there is something to cover up. That's the reason now. That's the reason. Men, we still wear singlets. Have we stopped wearing singlets? No. But our women now, then they wear shimmy again. Where was Satan going to? No more shimmy. Before you know what, they started going to church. The next thing they did was they reduced the length of the blouse. Just enough around the waist. Just somewhere here like this. And remember, they are not wearing blouse. I mean, what do you call it? Shimmy? The blouse, they now wear short. Then they go to church. Everybody stand up and begin to speak in tongue. Oh, mama, mama, let's worship. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Serpents. Your neighbor, Satan will not get you. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul said, we are not unawares of the device of Satan. We know how he works. And those of us who are watchmen, we will watch it. We watch it. And it is in Pentecostal churches that people fall under anointing. And the women, they fall under anointing pass. So if you can get the women to dress scantily and fall under anointing, then you imagine what is being used to desecrate the holy temple. Naked people walking about in the church. We call it the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Satan, certainly. And when you begin to see these things happen, Jesus Christ say, look up! Your redemption is near. Can we stand up? Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold. Enter this number with hallowed encumber. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Men are failing for fear.
Be filled
with the Spirit.
Your lamps stream and clear.
Oh,
look up, your redemption is there. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring. A national life, Lord, Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Today she is calling, a letter is falling. Return, oh, despise to your home.
Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is near.
Men's heart,
are failing from fear.
Be filled,
with the Spirit. Your life stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is there. The powers are shaking, and men are mistaking. Those meaning to be of the skies. God's church is the power that's shaking this earth.
Oh, the
day of redemption is near.
Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is near.
Men's hearts,
are failing from here.
Be filled,
with the Spirit. Your love stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. God's prophets are alive, God's truth they are divine. That Jesus is our God. This generation spawns God's revelation.
Oh,
we walk where the apostles have trod.
Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is
there.
Men's hearts are failing for fear.
Be filled
with the Spirit. Your lamps stream and clear.
Oh,
look up, your redemption is.
Hallelujah.